Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. So a lot of people feel like fall as a season in general is not a great time for fitness. And when you talk to these folks, they've got some pretty compelling reasons or excuses for kind of ratcheting back their activity. They say, look, it's colder outside and it's darker. You know, it stays dark in the morning and it's dark earlier at night. So there's less opportunity to get out there. They say, look, I'm a lot busier now. I've got school is back in session. The kids are doing things. I've got stuff to do. I'm trying to winterize around here. I'm trying to get stuff ready. I just don't have time to get out there and be active like I was before. And you know, I worked really hard this summer to get in shape. So now this is my time to kind of take a breather, sit back, watch a little football, and relax. So that's kind of what they'll tell you. Now, I think that fall is a great time of year to get outside and to be active. And here are some of my reasons. One, is it cold? Yeah, but I say more like cooler. It's not really cold yet. It's cold in the winter. It's just cooler now. And working out when it's cooler is pretty cool. You know, you sweat less, you breathe easy. And I think back to some of those days in the summer where it's just oppressive to be out running or doing anything. And quite frankly, for exercise, I totally prefer the fall. It's much cooler and easier that way. The scenery is amazing in the fall. You have the leaves turning colors. You have all kinds of decorations out there. You got Halloween coming up. You have corn stalks and pumpkins and apple and crisp blue skies with the sun coming in. I mean, it's a beautiful time of year to be outside and be active. You know, there are some specific activities that I love to do in the fall. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. If you have a comment or a question, I'd love to hear from you. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/feedback to leave a voicemail right from your computer. Just click the big record button and start talking. It's as easy as that. For more information and full episodes of the Outside Health and Fitness podcast, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com.